it's worth it for the peace that we're all searching for in our daily lives. It's worth it.
Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully and, in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend Patricia Sung. Well, this is the last week for our back to school bonus for daily planning for ADHD moms. So when you sign up by Friday, August 27th, you get 20% off your class. And that is just in time for our weekly support group that's going to start next week. Now, if you're listening to this later, don't worry. The class is still available and we're still meeting with our accountability and support group. You are always welcome. And I hope to see you in there whenever the next one meets. I want you in there. But if you are listening in real time, go sign up right now so that you don't miss out on the 20% off bonus. Now, I was listening back to the last video call that we had with our beta testing class, and Mama, I got a little teary. Like, I miss these girls so much, and I cannot wait to see their faces again in person. You know, I took a little time off this summer and just laid back, and I miss your face. I can't wait to see you in there. We had so much fun together. And so I'm inviting you to be a fly on the wall during our meeting. At the end, I asked these four mamas to tell me about their experience, because obviously I can tell you how awesome it is, but it makes it a lot more relatable when it comes from the other mamas who are in there, right? Because a few months ago, when I first started pondering, like, how do I help in a bigger way? Like, I love doing this podcast. And I know, like, you all write me emails and send me DMs and tell me how much this means to you and the changes that are happening in your life in, you know, 15 minutes together that we talk each week. But yet, what could happen in a couple of hours? Like, if we're working together face to face, or I guess Zoom face to Zoom face, like, how much change can happen if we're meeting regularly? Like, we can totally take our lives from hot mess to, like, real permanent change in such a more impactful way. The daily planning class that we did taught these mamas how to sort through both their calendar and their to-do lists, and I'm really proud to call these ladies my friends now. Why am I so proud of them? Because they have dug in. They've created systems that work for them. They have implemented solid habits. They forgive themselves easier when they mess up, because we know we're going to mess up, but we have a plan on what we can do when it happens. We have a plan for obstacles. We have a plan when things get hard. We know that life's going to throw us through some loops and motherhood's always changing and that we're going to adjust as we go. These ladies are taking baby step by baby step forward, making a lasting difference in their families' lives and in their own mental capacity of being less stressed and less strain on their relationships and less shame on themselves. Now, these four mamas we're all different. Our kids range from little to big. One works outside of the home. One's on maternity leave in the middle of transitioning back to full-time work now. One is a full-time student. One is a stay-at-home mom. You know that I work from home. Like, this framework legitimately works for all of us. Like, how is that possible? Because it's a framework. It's not a do exactly this the way that I say to do it and I will fix all your problems. Load of baloney. Like, this is creating a system that makes sense for you in your life. And that means that you'll be able to then adjust it as your life changes to make sense for more kids or older kids or different work seasons. Like, all those pieces of your life that are going to change, you can adjust to make it make sense. I am incredibly thankful for these busy women jumping in with me and figuring it out with me. Like, this course is so good because of women like Sarah and Megan and Kristen, who you are going to meet in a few minutes. They taught me what you needed in this class. Like, they asked the questions where more detail is needed. They are the secret sauce in making this exactly what we need. And I wish I had a better word than thank you, but thank you. I can't wait for you to meet these four ladies, and here they are in their own words sharing what they got out of the class and what made the most difference to them.
What do you feel like was your biggest aha moment as you were learning that just kind of not necessarily took you by surprise, but like was like, oh, I thought about that.
For me was definitely that my calendar is not a to-do list. I had never thought about it that way before. So for me, that was super helpful because now I've been able to kind of, you know, separate those two things, which I never thought of doing before. And now looking back, that was one of the biggest detriments of my calendar, is that it was just a huge mash of everything and just terrible and very disorganized. So that left lasting impact for me for sure.
In episode 27, you gave an example of juggling the priorities of glass or plastic, which ball, and that I really liked that visual. And then you took it a step further to say, we are breakable. And if we don't juggle ourselves, we will break, which is why I'm only taking one quarter this summer, because I am breaking. Thank you.
I hear you, Sarah. I had the same reaction to that episode, and I broke down and started crying. And then I emailed Patricia after.
And that was not my like plan. My plan was like, and I like all of a sudden I ended up around the left field. It was like,
yeah,
that was a good video. Not what I was planning on doing. I don't know. Worrying
with it. And that you had the words you had said that as mothers, we take care of the family, but you said you are part of the family. So we need to take care of us. Everybody's all self-care, but the way you said it just struck me differently, you know.
Yeah. One of my Kristens.
Yeah. Or which Kristen?
Go ahead, other Kristen.
Okay. So me and my husband have started inviting each other to our events that may impact one or the other, or that I will likely forget that I forgot that you said that you would cook at that restaurant on Friday night and that's not normal. And he's like doing it as a favor coming up. And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot. Ah. So anyways, that has helped. I mean, he's on board with it. So that's good. I definitely nixed that idea of doing a whole separate calendar that I'm glad that you mentioned the other route. I think another thing was you talked about like us thinking about like our kind of normal routine or calendar, things like that. And then like kind of going through scenarios in our head, like what might pop up or what could happen with this. So then like we're able to like think, what would I do if this came into play when I thought I was going to be doing this over here, and like how we might respond to that. I feel like I've done that a lot with my work life, but never really done that a lot for personal life. So that really helped me, because I'm like, oh, I do have the skill to do this. I've just never really like brought that out to do that in my personal life. So that's really helped me on some things, like realizing like, you know what, this is, if I do things ahead of time at night, this is going to cut down on this chaos in the morning. And then if there is a tantrum, hopefully I'll have time to still get everything put together and make it to work on time. So I will say that that's really helped me. Yeah, I seem to function better when I like think of different scenarios, and maybe I won't even think of the scenario, but it at least kind of helps me out, like planning or attempting to plan.
Yeah, and I think even if you come up ahead of time with like 60% of the things that might happen, you feel more prepared.
Yes.
To deal with the other 40% of possible things, as opposed to all of the things are a surprise.
Right. Also gives me like more, I feel more confident. And that's like something that I feel like I struggle with, to be confident on some of those things. So I'm like, yeah, I can do this. Okay. I know what's going to happen. So.
Oh, my husband interrupted me this morning with my plan, and I had not anticipated him interrupting me, because he never does. And I like just spun out and he's like, you're too high strung, you need to relax. I'm like, no, because if this doesn't happen this way, then there's going to be the big traffic jam. And he's like, you just need to smoke some weed. I'm like, no, I need you to follow the plan. Finding that balance of like following your routine, like you said, finding space for the emergencies that our husbands sometimes.
Yeah, I had that this morning too, and it's still difficult for me to pause and let what's going to happen and then continue on with my plan. I get very uptight about it too. So my aha moment was kind of silly, but it's still like, I still think about early on. It was back in middle of May, about a month ago, when you talked about the shiny new planner syndrome. And that, because I'm new in understanding that I even have it. So all this stuff is like aha moments to me, but the whole dopamine hit, recognizing it but not giving in, because I think I talked to you, Patricia, really early on about how often I change planners. It's literally like once every 2 months probably, because I get bored and I like pretty colors and I like different pens and just the fun planners out there. And so for you to say that and for me to like realize that that's part of the ADHD struggle, I don't know, that helped me out big time, because I'm sticking with what I've got, whether I get bored with it or not. And that's been helpful because I'm not hopping and skipping and jumping all over the place like I have been for years.
What's the biggest difference from like how you used to do things versus doing things now?
The nightly check-ins, because that's when I do my check-ins at night, and the weekly, and I'm still trying to get into the routine. It's not solid yet, but every Sunday, and I did it last night, and then calling my husband in. Do you have anything going on this week? Because he's terrible at communicating. So I'm recognizing I need to call him. And you had mentioned that, like syncing up with your spouse and getting on the same page and then telling him what I have going on, because he is not in my head. So that, yeah, I think has been the biggest change.
Yeah, for me, it's the daily and weekly check-ins too. Remembering to look at the plan. I've taken my planner with me a couple times when I had never done that before. I took it to my in-laws last night, because I knew that there were going to be a few things we had to schedule, planting corn and them watching the boys and just stuff that I knew I would double book if I didn't write it down immediately. So just having that mindfulness and taking it with me and then doing those check-ins and syncing it all up has been the biggest change for me.
I'm going to reiterate the same answer. Because it really is the biggest difference. Because I've always been a calendar person. I love my calendar. I love my planner and I use it all the time, but I'm using it differently now. But a lot of that is I have it set up. Like I have one of the fancy Fitbits and I have it set up at 9 a.m., noon, 4:30 and 8 p.m. And when it goes off, I'm like, okay, I got to go look. And so that it goes off, it's attached to my body, it buzzes, and then I know I have to go look. So that's my kind of throughout the day check-in. And the 8 p.m. one is the one where I'm like, now you got to sit down with it and like use your brain and think about it. So that before, like I used to just kind of float around it all day and there was no real rhyme and reason, but now there's actually like a pattern that I'm following, which I'm finding very helpful, because then I know even during the day when I'm like, I should do this. I'm like, no, it's written down. I'll address that at 8 p.m. when that's the time to do that. So yeah, basically the same answer. The check-ins are like, have been helpful for me.
I would say like just actually putting in like a, I don't know if I want to say a reminder, but I blocked out time like in my personal calendar of like my drive time to work. And then I'm here for at work. And then like, I've actually put on for my lunch, like half the time I put walk and then half the time I put eat my lunch or whatever, because like, I'll see that I'm like, okay, I need to go walk. Like, because I'll usually talk myself out of it. I'm like, no, I don't need to do that. But I'll be like, no, you need. I have been on time to work and not been late and like quite as a hot mess anymore as I was. So that's been helpful, because I think I told you guys our summer schedule changes from 7:30, from 8 to 7:30. Mm-hmm. And I was like really worried about that. And my daughter is very, she's not digging it, but she's just like, no, I don't want to wake up. But we've been pretty much on time. So I feel more in control of all of that. So that's been good.
And then what would you say to the mom who's like debating, like, oh, should I take the class? Should I not take the class? What would you tell her?
That was me. So I'm like, I'm too busy to do this. I got schoolwork. We got a new dog. I'm too busy. But since you kind of let us do it at our own pace, then I was still able to get what I needed out of it, which I needed a lot. Yeah, just do it. Like,
yeah, I would say like, I went back.
It's manageable because they're 5-minute chunks. So yeah. I did it while I folded laundry. Even though you told us not to do anything, I still did. I folded laundry while I watched your videos, to be honest. Because that's when I could do it and it worked. I found.
But what I said is turn off your distraction. Okay. If folding laundry is not a distraction, then you can fold laundry at the same time. If your phone keeps chirping, then that's a distraction. So I bless your folding laundry while doing it.
Yeah, I would say like I kept going back and forth and I was like, you know what, you just need to do this. And now like you guys were talking about like taking care of ourselves, like I feel like this is a tool to take care of yourself or like start to learn how to take care of yourself, like maybe in like little steps. So, and I definitely feel like I need to do the next class.
Yes. Well, I'll let you know when it gets closer, but time management mastery for ADHD moms is the follow-up to daily planning, and we're going to start that at the end of September, where we work on our rhythms and routines to make our day run more smoothly. What would you say to the mom who's on the fence about joining daily planning for ADHD moms?
Yeah, I would tell a mother that was on the fence that it's worth it for the peace that we're all searching for in our daily lives. It's worth it.
And I would say that, you know, thinking about something like that, you're like, oh, well, it's not, you know, like I don't have to do it and it's not a requirement. And I'm sure there's other things, you know, like we're not good at prioritizing. And that is something that I feel like should be prioritized because what it is your life. It's your day-to-day life. It's how you go about your day every day. And it's very common for us to feel so lost, and this can help you. It can help you fight that feeling of being lost and just getting, you know, just your general life in order. Like how would that not help everything else? Like everything else stems from how you go about your day. So
thank you. No, pulling like just seeing all together, like I wish I could put like one thing is like, but like the increased confidence and the like, now I feel like I have a system that matches me and what I need. And I realize I have to put myself as part of the priority list and that I am an integral part of my family. And if I'm not taking care of me, then what am I doing with everyone else? And it's like literally every day of your life that it affects. And that's why I think it feels not important because it's like always there. But if we can make a difference in what we're doing literally every day, then that ripple effect just grows.
Like it also gave me the motivation to try to break my cycle of the things that I don't like that I do with my calendar or my schedule or things like that. Like just like meeting with like-minded people gave me the motivation to do that because you feel supported because there's other people doing it with you.
Mama, I want you to have the same as these ladies. I want you to have a plan, a system, the skills, the confidence, the forgiveness, the grace, all of it. I want you to have it all. It is time to sign up for daily planning for ADHD moms. It's bit.ly/ADHD plan. Like this class is made for you. It's made for mom life. The videos are short. Most of the videos are under 5 minutes. You can watch this at your own pace. You can cram it all into one night. You can do it over time. You can speed up the videos. You can slow them down. You can pause them. You have notes to look at. Like I am giving you everything you need to get this done. I'm giving you the framework so that you can take that and then build it and mold it and create what works for you and your family. These skills will serve you again and again because now you know how to adapt when life changes because it always does with motherhood. So while this class will take you about 2 hours to watch all of the lessons, you know, depending on how much you speed up the videos, these are skills that you are going to build on and work on for the next couple of months. And that's why we have our accountability group so that we can work together and stay accountable to each other. There are no quick fixes with ADHD. I know. I wish I had a little fairy magic wand to do it, but we are playing the long game. We are experimenting. We try something. We adjust. We try again. And while it is work to figure out the system that works for you. It is so rewarding. Like when you look where you are next summer or another year from now, like, whoa. Yes, you're going to see the short-term changes in the next month. But more importantly, like I want you to picture this same time next year. Okay, in 2022, picture the weather. Picture your home. Your kids are a year older. Think about them being a little bit bigger. They got a little buck teeth now. Think about this same time next year. Are you still in the same situation that you are in now? Or are you making steps forward? Are you using new skills? Are you showing up to work or school on time most of the time? Do you feel good about what you accomplished today? When you implement actual skills that your brain understands and gets and that your brain can do, it's like, whew, you will be amazed at what your life looks like a year from now. Can you see it? Because I can. I know it's possible. These four women are only a couple months out, but their outlook and their mindset, like they're in such a better place than they were at the beginning of this. And they know they can do it. Like I can see the change in these women's demeanor from the beginning to now. And it's like, to me, that's even more important than understanding like how to use your calendar is that they feel good. They know I can do hard things. I can. I did it. And yeah, I'm going to screw stuff up. But you know what? I can get back into it. I can restart. I can keep going. Because if anything, those of us with ADHD are incredibly resilient. Like we are doers. We get back up and we dust ourselves off and we keep on going. Now you have the option to do this on your own, of course. Or you can sign up and be with us in our accountability and support group and like be in a group of mamas who gets you and thinks the way you do. And I never imagined that the moms would tell me that their favorite part was the accountability group. Like I wasn't even planning on doing that as part of the final course, but they told me like, this matters. This is important. We need this. And granted, we're in a virtual room, but it's like, you're in a room of women who get you. Like that is priceless. And I don't want you to buy this course and then it just sit there. Like you're asking for help and I'm going to be there with you checking in and being like, how's it going? Did you watch your modules? What are you stuck on? Come to our group. And you're like, hey, I need a little break. It's cool. I'm not going to be like making you feel bad you didn't come, but I am going to be there reminding you like, hey, we're here. Like I'm cheering you on. The other moms are cheering you on. Like these four women and I are like, we're friends now. Like we talk, we message, we're in each other's DMs. Like these connections matter. And I want that for you. Like I want that for you so badly. So many of us feel like we're the only ones who feel like this. We're the only ones who are struggling with this. And it's not true. There's millions of us out here. And I want you to have that life change. I want you to see the difference that these women have seen. Like, I want to help you get there. You are capable and you are worthy and you can do amazing things. With your amazing brain, you can do hard things with ADHD, mama. It's totally possible. We just have to do it in a way that makes sense for us, not what everyone else is telling us to do. None of this try harder garbage. None of this, well, if you just wrote it down in your planner. Yeah, I know, whatever. We're gonna write stuff down in a planner, but like that's not the answer. The answer isn't writing things in a planner. The answer is finding the framework that works for your brain. Because anybody can say, write it down. That doesn't mean anything. Our brains need more. And that's what I want you to have. Okay, I'm getting really fired up and I'm gonna reel it in. So the link is in the show notes, or you can go to bit.ly/ADHD plan, all lowercase letters, and sign up. The accountability group starts next week. Our 20% off bonus ends on Friday, August 27th. So I want you to have all the tools to start off back to school well. I want to see you in here and I cannot wait. One more time. The website is bit.ly/ADHD plan. That's bit.ly/ADHD plan, all in lowercase letters. You can do it, successful mama. It is totally possible. And we will talk soon. Hopefully next week in the accountability support group. Just saying. Go sign up. Okay, have a great day. Talk to you soon, successful mama.
For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.